Hello, this is Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, psychologist, positive psychologist, originator of the Enchanted Self, and here now talking with one of my first major collaborators, in fact, my only major collaborator that's ever worked with me for many, many years on my material that has ultimately led to the truth. I'm 10, I'm smart, and I know everything. And tonight, Doreen Lapperton Addison, my collaborator, and I are going to discuss some of the magical world of happiness for women only and how it relates to the truth. I'm 10, I'm smart, and I know everything. So welcome, Doreen.
Well, thank you for having me, Barbara, and it's so good to speak with you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be back again. For those of you who may not have followed the Enchanted Self journey, Doreen and I used to have a wonderful relationship where we would meet once or twice a week and we were brainstorming like crazy most of the concepts that have woven themselves in and out of the Enchanted Self and resulted in the first book, The Enchanted Self, A Positive Therapy, in which we made clear many of the concepts, such as how to achieve pleasure and happiness again and again in just the most unique ways for yourself. And Doreen, I think my relationship with you, I'll never forget the dance that you choreographed, the beautiful Enchanted Self dance, and how much pleasure we had doing that dance.
Yes, well, we had a lot of fun, and what was so wonderful is that we were able to get dancers and movers of all ages, I'd say from age 6 on up, and it was just a wonderful experience putting your concepts and your thoughts into a movement and words.
It really was. It was beautiful, and someday with the capabilities of the web, I still want to bring part of that dance, and it's now so much easier to have videos on the web, so I may be coming to you and saying, you know, I really want to get 3 or 4 minutes up. Let's do it.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah,
that would be.
So meanwhile, after we worked together 3 or 4 or 5 years, Doreen went on to do many, many other choreographies and teaching and all sorts of things, and I went on with my series of Enchanted Self books, and now we've come full circle where my first book, The Enchanted Self, A Positive Therapy, was very adult. Certainly, I encouraged women who had had some therapy to read the book. I also wrote it for social workers, psychologists, psychiatrists to read so that they would know how to bring out the more positive in their clients and help them achieve more happiness. And now we've come full circle. I guess I'm like going backwards. Now,
backwards, forwards, we've arrived.
Yes. So now we have a new book that I'm bringing forth from the perspective of a 10 to 11 and a half year old girl who is helping us see wisdom and happiness and humor again. And so I would just love you to jump in, Doreen, and share your reflections, having known so much about my project and also being so dedicated to the passionate side of well-being yourself through dance, through movement, and homeschooling your own daughter, all sorts of things. So give us the truth.
The truth. Okay, well, I have to say, Barbara, that, you know, working with you through all these years and that really it has engaged me in really thinking about my life in positive ways and learning and accessing the enchantment that exists within all of us and within myself and finding it in my daughter and my husband. And I want to thank you for that. And basically, when I read the truth, I have to say my overall impression for me, it gave me a very warm feeling inside. And there was an innocence about it, about the book, because the 11, 12-year-old child is just right on the cusp of childhood and adolescence. And, you know, it's a really fragile, fragile moment. In looking at it in retrospect, one doesn't realize that actually when you're going through it, it could not be such a great time all the time. But looking at it as an adult and reflecting back and watching my own daughter having gone through it and others, it's really a very special moment. And that's one of the things I like thinking about our earlier work together where, you know, brainstorming and, you know, your ideas. And what was very, it laid out the plan, the agenda, and these are the ways and these are the gateways and very clearly on how to retrieve positive memories and what that can do for you once you retrieve them. But this book went a layer deeper. And I really feel like peeling an onion, and I hate to use the onion, but say a sweet onion, okay? It's that peeling away the layers, and you went really deeper because, again, it brought back a time period that we often don't think about, but is an important moment. And I really like the way you brought out, and you were very clearly able to articulate the feelings and sensations that we may have felt at that time period, but were unable to put it into words then and now. So,
right.
That's what I have to say right now.
Well, I think you bring out a good point that I have taught my theories for so many years and developed the seven gateways to happiness and found ways through inspirational stories and journaling and movement and all the things we've done to encourage women back to, you could call it their authentic selves, but it's even more layered than that. It has some sort of energy infused in it that is so unique for the woman. And when that energy is bottled up and like a stopper is put on it and we can't get to it, we're just marginally sad or let down or depressed, which isn't so marginal when we feel, you know, depressed. But there's this kind of people try to convince us, just do this, just do that, and wake up in the morning, have your Cheerios and work out, whatever, you'll feel great. And, yes, all of these external things are important. They help. But what really helps is like an organic reconnection with the fire that's really you, the energy, the system that's you. And it came to me that that energy system is really for most women, maybe not women who have been terribly abused or neglected, but for most women, that energy is really flowing like between 9 and 12. It's there. They've had it. We know what it is.
Right. I agree with you. You know, watching my own daughter, and again, this book also gave me an opportunity to reflect upon my own life and those feelings, is that at that age, those ages, you feel so empowered, so like you can do anything, and it's, you know, if we could just hold on to that, and what your book did was give me a remembrance, and I think it would give many women a remembrance of, yes, I remember that time when I felt empowered. I remember that time when I felt like I could fly, you know, do anything. I felt strong, and nobody could put me down.
It's right, and even if someone put you down, there was that sense of recovery.
Right, right. You're able to rebound, and you just, you know, life was optimistic for the most part.
Right. And, of course, the child really has burdens. I mean, all you have to do is really remember, say, getting up at 7 and schlepping those 6 blocks to school, maybe not the 3 miles in the little house in the prairie, but,
right,
you know, it's fairly rigorous.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You know, it's fairly demanding, and sometimes parents fight, sometimes the grandmother's very ill. You know, there are all sorts of things swirling around But somehow there is that enthusiasm and capacity to stay in touch with yourself and just have fun and just enjoy the good times.
Right. And I also liked how your character was able to see the truth, you know. And in her mind, this is how it was. Whether they were really true, because we don't, as young people, always see what the adults are actually doing all the time or what they're thinking. But in our mind, what we see and how we take that in really led to really important truths that, again, you went deeper in this book in a very gentle way, but it has a lot of impact.
Well, I think that if a woman reads it with sort of an open mind of delight, she's going to find herself filled with some of her own delightful memories from the past, and also recognizing some of the junk we put on ourselves as adults, you know, the endless flipping of the TV on the wrong station, or swearing as we mutter through our days, or the things that have taken us away from a kind of classy purity that most of us are really able to do if we would just bother.
Right, and that's why the book, The Truth, enables you to remember that. And so we can say, oh, yes, there was that time. Yes, I can reclaim that on some level because I remember it.
Right. And there is a purity of vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking about my two grandmothers, and I knew from the time I probably was one, but I remember by three or four, I knew that one of my grandmothers loved me with all her being, and it was such a treat to see her. And the other grandmother was this kind of indifference. Mm-hmm. And I never understood why. I didn't have the brain power to figure out why generationally through the family systems. But I knew it instantly, just as if I had a Geiger counter. I finally figured out that the one grandmother, I was the treat. You know, they had problems and issues and financial issues. I was the godsend, the first and only grandchild for a few years. Well, with my other grandmother, when I was born, I was the eighth grandchild, and basically her attitude was, well, if two people get married, they're probably going to have kids.
Right.
You know, what's the big deal?
Right.
You know, and she was kind of tired of them.
Interesting.
So, It's getting back to that purity and then using it to reinvent ourselves again. And I know we're going to run out of time, but I think the book is perfectly suited for girls from about 10 to 11, maybe even 12, and adult women. But I question it for teenagers. What do you think?
Well, my daughter, Brianne, she did read the book. And
how old is she?
She is 14. And I think for her, she felt a little, in truth, awkward about it, only because I think it was too close to her having gone through it or going through it, that special time period. So, but for me, watching her go through it, you know, that's what The Truth for me is all about, giving me further insight. So, I think, like you said, it could be for somebody just entering that where they're still open and can identify with that character, you know, with the little girl. And then for someone who's, you know, older, who can reminisce, remember.
Exactly. Yeah, I think so. And I think teenagers are often much more involved. What's the plot and what's the character going to do about the plot, and who is she in love with, and whatever. And of course, this little girl is in love, but the love is a frustrating love that doesn't really go out on dates. There's nothing much happening. It's all within her head.
Right, and I think teenage girls, at least ones, you know, young, in the young teens, they're they're shedding that skin. They're making that transition. So you know, when you make that, you know, you don't want to identify with that anymore because you're going through it and you're moving on. I just want to say that I'm not going to talk give the ending away at all, because I think it's a wonderful ending to this book. But I love the ending because it gives hope. And it gives hope. And I think that's really important, both on an outwardly, physically, and inwardly, that life goes on and there's so much to look forward to.
Right, right. Well, it does give hope, and I'm halfway through the next book, when she's going to be 12 to 14, and there's still plenty of hope to go around, but it sure is a different story when you're a young teenager rather than an in-between.
That's for sure.
I want to thank you, Doreen Lappert and Addison, so much for being on this brief conversation with me. The book is The Truth. I'm 10, I'm smart, and I know everything. You can find it on my website, www.enchantedself.com. It's ready to be purchased, and on Amazon, and on many other sites on the web where they're reviewing it and talking about it. And, of course, on Lillian Caldwell's site, this wonderful radio site. So I'm going to say goodbye for now, too. And I'll be back on my show, Happiness for Women Only, on Fridays, and it's archived 24/7. So let's all be filled with the truth and also plenty of happiness. And remember, happiness is for women. I say only, but of course not only. We want our men just as happy as we are. Thanks, Doreen, if you're still there.
I am, and thank you for having me, Barbara.
Okay, great, and good night.
Thank you very much for listening to Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio. You've just listened to Dr. Barbara Brecker-Holstein and her guest on The Truth. I'm 10, I'm smart, and I know everything. And if you want to hear this all over again, Doreen, with Dr. Holstein, please come back to http://internetvoicesradio.com and click on Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein's archive or on her archive site, and you will hear it all over again within an hour. This wraps up this evening's programming, and please join us tomorrow when we will go through this all over again with new programs live and some that have already been recorded at http://internetvoicesradio.com. A note, tomorrow is called Silent Tuesday because all the internet talk radio stations who have live music have paid fees, royalties, and licensing fees for this music to be heard by their internet audience. PIVTR does not use music, and therefore will be on
Addison.
Will be on
has left the conference
all day and into the night. So please join us. And before we leave, I'd like to leave you with this one little thought. Luck is a matter of preparation meeting opportunity. Thank you all, and have a good evening.